the sympathy is still there, but this doesn't mean that there's a huge physical support for them if you take into account the number of people who really took part. But the Austrian tabloid media still do have a very big influence on public opinion, and they have been focusing on Temelin for the last few years. So the vast majority is still against the activation of Temelin.
Right. Why is Austria so fervently against Temelin? I mean, you have a nuclear power station in Slovenia, you have ones in Germany, you have nuclear power, already nuclear power stations in the Czech Republic and in Slovakia.
This is only about a new potential risk. It's about the feeling of the Austrians that they are surrounded by potentially risky nuclear plants, and that the Temelin plant would just add a new risk to this chain. And the other thing is that they state that Temelin is a kind of hybrid of the Soviet and the Western technology, and that there is still no proof that this would work out.
But surely it's better to have a Soviet-style nuclear power station and Western technology than Soviet-style nuclear power station and Soviet-style safety technology.
That's correct. But as I said, they feel that there is no need for the activation or even for the completion of Temelin.
Right. Now, the people behind the blockades say they are interrupting them, or postponing them for the meantime to make negotiations easier. On the Czech side, the government and President Václav Havel said he wouldn't talk under pressure. So who do you think has won in this case?
I think the Czech side. Of course, it's the right of the Austrians to protest, to blockade, whatever, if they are really afraid of Temelin. Most Austrians know that Temelin will be completed.